Shalom. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank the Almighty God for another day that the Lord has made. We are so grateful to the Lord for what He has started with us yesterday, and that we are trusting God that He will continue with us today by the grace of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. I appreciate every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. We started a thought that I titled Christian Identity and Culture. We are still going to continue with it this morning by the grace of the Lord. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, I just pray that You will grant us sufficient grace this day, even in our sharing. Now, we are trusting You, Lord God, that You will bless us. Start the day with us by Your power in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. We still want to continue with the same thought. We are looking at Christian identity and the culture. We're able to establish that identity is who a person is. Identity is the total understanding of who a person is, including name, personality, beliefs, values, backgrounds, and things like that. Why culture is the complete way of life shared by a group of people, including their traditions, customs, language, religion, values, and the social practices that are learned and passed from generation to generation. Amen. But we are actually looking at the Christian identity and culture. So when we talk of Christian identity, we are talking about who you are in Christ. And the Christian culture means how you live because of Christ. And there is a relationship between Christian identity and the Christian culture. We were able to establish that yesterday. Identity produces a culture, and culture expresses and threatens identity. So, if you are a Christian, a child of God, you have an identity, and this identity is always expressed even through what we call the Christian culture. In going further today, we are going to look at the scripture. I'm reading from the second book of Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17. Just a verse there to start with. It reads, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Hallelujah. Apostle Paul is speaking us to understand that whosoever is in Christ Jesus, whosoever is in Christ Jesus is a new creation. And the old things are passed away. All things has become new. So, we are looking at this Christian identity, a new creation. A new creation. That is what we are going to look at this morning. The identity of a Christian, a believer, is a new creation in Christ Jesus. There is this old song that says, "I am a new creation, a brand new man. All things are passed away. I am born again, more than conqueror." That is what I am. I am a new creation, a brand new man. A new creation in Christ Jesus is a Christian identity. And it refers to the spiritual reality that anyone who is in Christ has been inwardly transformed by God into a new person with a new nature and a new relationship with Him. As stated in the 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, the old life characterized by sin, separation from God, and self-centered living has passed away. A new life marked by righteousness, reconciliation, and fellowship with God has begun. This transformation is an inner renewal produced by the Holy Spirit, giving the believer new desires, new values, and new purpose. Therefore, a Christian's identity is rooted not in past experiences or human achievements, but in the redemptive work of Christ, which makes the believer spiritually alive and empowered to live a life that reflects God's character. I would like to read from the book of Romans, chapter 6, where we can see that believers are required to walk in newness of life. Those who are in Christ Jesus are a new creation in Christ Jesus, walk in newness of life. Romans chapter 6, let me read from verse 3. It says, "Know ye not that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." We are to walk in newness of life. "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more. Dead had no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin, but in that he liveth unto God." The Bible says, "Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead, indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Amen. As a new creation in Christ, we are to consciously practice the culture of putting on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 to 24 says, "That ye put off concerning the former conversation, as conduct, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another." Colossians chapter 3, verse 10 says, "And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him." Amen. I want us to understand the beautiful connection between Christian identity and Christian culture. The Bible teaches that our identity is that we are a new creation, and our culture is that we must put on the new man. These two truths are not separate. They are meant to work together in harmony. When the scripture says we are a new creation, it means that something supernatural has happened inside us, and a new relationship with him. The old life of sin and separation has passed away, and a new life in Christ has begun. This is not something we achieve by effort. It is something God has done by his grace. That is our identity in Christ. But identity must produce lifestyle. Because we are new creation, we are called to put on the new man. Putting on the new man means living according to who we have become. It means our attitudes, our speech, our behavior, and our relationship should reflect righteousness, holiness, kindness, humility, forgiveness, and love. We are not pretending to be different people. We are expressing the new person God has already made us. Here is the harmony. We do not live right to become new. No. We do not live right to become new. We live right because we are new. Our culture flows from our identity. Our behavior flows from our nature. It is our nature. What God has done inside us should be visible outside. It should be visible outside. It's what God has done inside of us. When a believer understands this harmony, the Christian life becomes meaningful and consistent. There is no struggle to impress God or people because we are simply living out who we already are in Christ. Our lives then become a testimony of God's transforming power. So I encourage you today, know your identity. You are a new creation. Know your identity. Know that you are a new creation. And live your culture, the culture of your identity. Put on the new man daily. Let what God has done within you be seen in how you live before the world. Live out the message we have received to the world. The epistles of Apostle Paul speak much on this, and I want us to look at those epistles. The first that I will want us to see is Ephesians chapter 4. Let's start to read from verse 22. It reads, "Say that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, no, which after God is created in righteousness and holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, as we are members one of another." I believe we are following this, are the admonitions of Apostle Paul. Say, now that we are new creation, say we should put on the new man that is created in righteousness and true holiness. And we should put away lying. Let us speak truth with one another. Say, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Verse 29 says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." Amen. "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." Let all bitterness, and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, from these admonitions, we can see that Paul, the apostle, wants us to realize our identity and to also harmonize our culture with our identity. A new creation is our identity, but we have to put on the new man as a culture. Hallelujah. May God help us in Jesus' name. Let's also read the account of Paul in the book of Colossians, chapter 3. Possibly I'm going to read that admonition, the entire chapter for us to meditate upon this day. May God bless us in the name of Jesus. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now, ye also put off all this. Consciously, believer must put off all this because of the new experience within us. Hallelujah. But now ye also put off all this: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouths. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. Put on the new man. Wherefore, there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all. Amen. Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowers of mercies. Amen. Kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Amen. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Hallelujah. Oh, this wonderful admonitions from Apostle Paul to those who are already in Christ, to believers, to those who have been able to identify themselves with Christ and having this identity that they are new creation in Christ Jesus, they are to put on the new man. Hallelujah. He continued. I just want to read the entire chapter as an admonition to us before we close for today. Verse 18 says, "Wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Christ, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respect of persons." Masters, okay, let me stop there. Hallelujah. I don't want to go to chapter 4, but it's a continuation of the admonition. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. You can see that even as wives, as husbands, as fathers, as children, as servants, there should be reflection of what God has really done in us. If truly we are made as a new creation, if I am a new creation, if I am a brand new man, old things supposed to pass away. If I am born again, I is supposed to reflect in my conducts, in my culture, in our culture as community of believers. We must be able to see that reflection that we are new creation indeed. The world must be able to see Christ in us. Hallelujah. And that's why it is not enough to just say, "I am a new creation. I am a brand new man. Old things are passed away." Why we have refused to put on the new man. May the Lord help the church. May the Lord help these people. Help all of us together, that we might really appreciate the work that Christ has done on our behalf, that we might appreciate the work of Calvary. And now that we are made anew, now that we are called the new creation by our identity, we are new creation. Let us put on the new man. Let us live what I can call a newness of life. May the Lord help us in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for this day that you have made. And Lord, as we are setting out for the day, Lord God Almighty, may we go with these admonitions. May we go and live to the glory of the Lord. May Christ be made manifest in our lives. May we reflect, O Lord, in our conducts, in our culture as a people, that which God has wrought in us as new creations in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. Give more grace. And as we continue tomorrow, may you continue with us. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Shalom.